Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio. From the English News Desk, I'm Chris Altieri. Charles Collins is in Valencia, where the Fifth World Meeting of Families is concluding its pastoral and theological work ahead of Pope Benedict XVI's scheduled arrival tomorrow. Here he takes a closer look at press coverage of the family.
If you read the tabloids, the family in the United Kingdom has seen better days. On the legal front, the country recently introduced a civil partnership law, which creates an institution like homosexual marriage. And the government also refused to decrease the number of weeks in which an abortion is legal. The tabloids have also reported an increase in teen pregnancy and out-of-wedlock births. Are things really this bad? The director of pastoral affairs from the Diocese of Westminster, Edmund Adamus, says this isn't the whole story.
Sometimes you can get misleading messages from the press. You know, they tend to kind of sensationalize the bad to the extent that it can hide the good. But I think whilst it's important to encourage the vast majority of people who are hopefully in reasonably good, stable relationships and rearing their children with a sense of urgency about the welfare of their offspring. Nevertheless, I think the press is right to kind of highlight and focus on issues which, both from the state and in particular the church, require a sense of urgency about how to address those problems. So it's about finding the balance between the sensationalism and the truth of the problem, really, but also encourage what is good but doesn't get affirmed enough. Especially, you know, traditional family life doesn't get enough affirmation.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.